This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Thousands of workers are on strike against GM. Ron Gettelfinger, the president of the United Auto Workers Union, spoke earlier today at a news conference in Detroit.
A company walked right up to the deadline like they really didn't care. And as a result of that, we called a strike at 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time this morning.
Joining us now is Joe DiMascio. He's an editor at Automobile Magazine. And Joe, what is your reaction to news of this general strike?
I was a little surprised, and I'm certainly disappointed, because it's certainly not good news for Detroit or the big three auto industry. I really thought, since the negotiations had gone on for about 10 days past the deadline, that they were going to hammer out a deal. So, a little surprised.
And this is a deal involving health care. Can you give us the details there?
Well, GM wants to shift the obligation for retiree health care costs into an independent fund where they would put in a bunch of money now, and then the UAW would maintain it and continue to fund it over time. And it's a very complicated deal, and I believe my suspicion is that they have run into roadblocks in the details of that deal. Obviously, the UAW would prefer that GM continue to just fund that fund in perpetuity or for a long time, but it's a huge amount of money. The reason GM wants to do that is because retiree health care accounts for about half of the extra costs that GM incurs in building cars compared with companies like Toyota. It's about $25 or $30 an hour more in labor costs compared to the Japanese, and about half of that is accounted for by retiree health care.
So the argument from GM is there's no way they can be competitive without doing something about these health care costs.
Exactly.
Well, what does this strike mean for GM? It must be losing lots and lots of money each hour the strike goes on.
It certainly will. GM has not had a general strike, nationwide strike, since 1970. The last strike it had was in 1998, and that was just against a couple of specific plants, but that completely shut down the whole GM system because those plants made parts that were crucial for all of the plants. And money will be, they'll be bleeding money by the hour. It's not a good thing. We can hope at this point that this is the UAW making one final strong statement, pushing for a few last things that didn't come out their way on the bargaining table, and we'll see what they can get and hopefully tie this up quickly. That's my own personal hope, because as time goes on, the money that GM will lose is mind-boggling.
What about the other two big auto companies, Ford and Chrysler? How does this affect them?
Well, it does not bode well for them either, because the UAW was negotiating with GM, and then whatever they came up with GM was probably going to be what Ford and Chrysler would accept as well. The UAW chose GM as their negotiating target a couple of weeks ago. So now Chrysler and Ford, can just sit back and hope for the best, but a prolonged strike at GM is not going to be good for them either.
Joe DiMascio is an editor at Automobile Magazine. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Madeline.